Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation that's getting ready for a great all-star game in a great sport, which is glorified right now by the Mariners, the Seattle's own Mariners, winning 14 games in a row. One more, and they tie the all-time record for a winning streak for this franchise, which was set in 2001. And lest anyone forget, that 2001 team, the team that played through September 11th of 2001, that team set an all-time American League record that the Yankees are challenging this year of 116 victories. Now, these Mariners won't get 116 victories, but it's one of those things that makes you feel happy about the summer and brings a smile. Now, this is too serious to bring a smile, but there was also an incident in Indiana, a mass shooting, where three people died at a shopping mall. It could have been much worse, except for a legal gun owner, the proverbial good guy with a gun, who took down the shooter. We will get to that story. They have just identified the gunman apparently as a 20-year-old local who had a juvenile record. What a shock. And meanwhile, we're also coming into deep campaign season. There are significant primaries, one in Maryland going on tomorrow. And people are asking the question about what will it mean if, as widely expected, the Republicans take over the House of Representatives and maybe, just maybe, the Senate. The Senate's going to be much tougher because there's some candidates who are in trouble. And the Democrats are raising a phenomenal, record-breaking amounts of money. We will get to that. But one of the questions becomes, is it a good idea for Republicans to campaign on the promise that if they win, then right away they're going to impeach President Biden? That is increasingly getting public attention. There's a long piece in CNN about how Republicans are coming forward, and this is not unnamed sources or deep background or the kind of thing that is sometimes used by news media to try to undermine the credibility of the Republican Party. Yes, that happens. Of course that happens. But this is people who are identified by name who are saying impeachment is a good idea. And that's what the country needs. By the way, if you think it's a good idea, just give me a call. The only thing I'll ask you is what would be the grounds for the impeachment? In other words, it has to be more than that Joe Biden is old and maybe has lost a few steps. Not even maybe. Joe Biden is old and he's lost a few steps. He's 79 years old. But you can't say that old age is a high crime or misdemeanor, which is what you're looking for. You're looking for a treason or a high crime or misdemeanor. So what is it? What's the basis for impeaching Biden? And part of what people seem to say is, look, Trump was impeached twice, and it was a gigantic waste of time. The impeachments were unjustified. The impeachments had followed the disappointment for Democrats of the Mueller report and the fact that the Russian collusion story never worked out the way that Democrats assumed that it would. And by the way, I think it's a ridiculous idea, both politically and strategically and for the country. It's something that, frankly, I think it's the one thing that could absolutely join together with mishandling of the abortion issue to undermine all of these Republican hopes for victory. Because No one's done polling on it yet because it's just too ridiculous. But the American people do not want to begin a new speakership for Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans with another useless waste of time impeachment. Why do I say waste of time? Because whether you want to impeach Biden because of the sins of his son Hunter, or whether you want to impeach him because of the crisis at the border, that's what Ted Cruz thinks, or you want to impeach him because of the handling of Afghanistan. Afghanistan was a disaster. It was a fiasco. But is it a crime? And the point is, will you win? The reason I opposed both Trump impeachments, and I did, and I said at the time, this is a stupid idea. This is going to end up hurting the Democrats more than it hurts Trump, and it did. And just in the same way, an attempt to impeach Biden will hurt Republicans if they do it more than it will help them, and it will hurt Republicans more than it hurts Biden. Because one darn thing that you can be sure of is, just as was true for Bill Clinton, just as was true for Donald Trump twice, you can get impeached by the House on a close vote, but there's no chance at all to get two-thirds of the Senate. It's not possible. Even if Republicans gain seats in the Senate, what'll they have? They'll have like 53 seats. Where are they going to get 14 Democrats who are going to vote for impeaching Biden in midterm? There is no chance. There was talk, remember, about impeaching George W. Bush over the Iraq War. And the high crime and misdemeanor was he lied. I remember what they said. This is different from Clinton. Clinton lied and Hillary cried. But Bush lied and millions died. And that was the claim, that he had lied about the WMD. In fact, he hadn't lied. He had made a mistake. And it was the same mistake that intelligence services all over the world and around the world had made. In any event, if you are a supporter of impeachment, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. There is more. The piece on CNN says the former president has been itching for payback and leaning heavily on his Capitol Hill allies to defend him against a recent slew of damaging revelations about his role in the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. Now, as Republicans search for ways to undermine those findings, their party has started to lay the groundwork to investigate the Select Committee itself. Republicans have already asked the January 6th panel to preserve a broad range of documents in its possession, a signal they're preparing to force those records to be turned over should they wield powerful committee gavels next year, as they probably will. And privately, Republican sources say there have been discussions about subpoenaing members of the Select Committee, particularly Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who's fighting an uphill battle for re-election, and retiring Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, if both Republicans are private citizens next year. It's an idea that's garnered support among allies of the former president. We will get to where it is that Kevin McCarthy is on that. But even more, there are people like Senator Cruz who are speaking out directly, who are saying that in the first year of the new Republican Congress, there are people who intend to wreak revenge. And what the hey? Trump was impeached twice. He beat the rap both times. Biden would surely beat the rap, because there is no possible way to get two-thirds of the Senate when the Senate is divided close to 50-50. And the point about that is, what have you achieved then, except taken focus away from things that really matter? Like the cost of living, your economy, the security of your job, your standard of living, the way to pay the bills, the way you pay for your kids' college, or you name it, something else that actually matters. What about climate change? We're going to be speaking to Bjorn Lomborg about the record heat wave in Europe. Does this prove that climate change really is a crisis? We'll be getting to that and more on The Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show concerning this situation in Greenwood, Indiana, which is about 60 miles outside of Indianapolis. The gunman who killed the three people at a shopping center, he turned up right before closing time, and he started firing at a food court, in a food court. And with a long rifle, they're not sure what kind of gun yet. This is yesterday evening, Sunday evening, and a bystander almost immediately shot him dead. The bystander was a 20-year-old local. No, actually, the bystander was 22 years old. The killer was a 20-year-old local who had a juvenile record, but no criminal history as an adult. Well, given the fact that he's only 20 years old, he's right in that area. And this is a fascinating case, because what it shows is there's nothing inherent about being a 22-year-old with a gun that means that you're a bad guy, because it was a 22-year-old with a gun who saved a lot of people. The Good Samaritan, who was lawfully carrying a firearm while at the shopping center with his girlfriend, stopped the gunman almost as soon as the suspect opened fire on Sunday in the food court of a mall in Greenwood. Look, it's incredibly sad, because there are three innocent people who are dead, and a 12-year-old girl who was wounded before the bystander could do what I think most people would consider to be a heroic act. Saving lives is definitionally heroic. Is it heroic to divide American further? Here is the police chief of Greenwood, Indiana, talking briefly about the Good Samaritan who took down the mass shooter. This is clip four.
As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. Looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet. It appears that he had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition. Entered the food court and began shooting. We have five victims. Four have been confirmed deceased. We believe at this time investigators are still questioning the individual involved, but it appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
And that's actually, as the information comes in, we'll bring you more. But what this highlights, it seems to me, is the fact that they were similar in age. They are both male, of course. Doesn't it indicate that what really needs to be done, I mean, what really needs to be done here is somehow to, if at all possible, make sure that someone like the shooter doesn't get any guns at all. And not the kind of gun or one gun or another gun, but is kept away from guns. Somebody who has a juvenile record, we don't know what that juvenile record is. Okay, and at the same time, you want to make sure that somebody like the hero of this story, who is out with his girlfriend and it's 6 o'clock and they're getting ready to go home from the mall, and he takes the guy down. So, again, the question is not guns per se. It's keeping those guns away from the wrong people. And, yes, that includes all of the people who have been identified as mass shooters, and that it turns out that apparently the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, is going to be eligible for the death penalty. That is a good thing. And all of those people who have given signals of their not just mental illness, but that too, their mental illness and their evil. And do I think it is possible that someone can be mentally ill and evil at the same time? Yeah, history is full of such people. And I think you could make a very good case that Adolf Hitler was mentally ill. But he was also a terribly evil man. And on a much smaller scale, of course, that's been true. On a much smaller scale, because they didn't have that kind of power, it's been true of the mass shooters as well. Meanwhile, the piece in Newsweek, and it's a piece by Dara Roche, And he writes, if President Biden's party loses control of both chambers, he could end up facing impeachment after several Republicans indicated that GOP majorities would move in that direction. Back in January, Republican Senator Ted Cruz said there would be multiple grounds for impeaching Biden, while in April, Republican Representative Ken Buck of Colorado told a virtual meeting that the House Judiciary Committee would hold the hearings to determine whether impeachment is appropriate. We'll vote on impeachment, and then it will be presented to the full House. A University of Massachusetts Amherst poll published in May found that 68% of Republicans and 66% of conservatives wanted Biden to be impeached if Republicans take the House, while 53% of Republicans believed a GOP-led House would impeach him. Now, this is kind of tricky writing here, and I'll tell you why. They're talking about the percentage of Republicans and the percentage of conservatives. According to all polling, the percentage of Republicans in the country is about 30%. The percentage of conservatives is about 35%. It's not anywhere close to a majority. It's not even close to a plurality, frankly. And the idea that, okay, well, you've got this overwhelming desire, what it means is that if you ask nationwide, including independents, and including Democrats, even with Biden's failing approval records, you wouldn't find anything like a majority that would favor impeachment. You wouldn't find it like any... Start talking about impeachment when you find me, say, five Democratic senators who would entertain voting the president out of office. Otherwise, you go through the sort of thing that we went through with Trump twice. Now, the last impeachment where he did have some Republicans who voted to impeach him in both the Senate, 7 in the Senate and 10 in the House who voted to impeach him, and then the senators voted, 7 senators voted Republicans to remove him from office. But it still wasn't close. It was a majority. So what? So what are you accomplishing? And what are we accomplishing in confronting climate change? Is the terrible heat waves in Europe, are they actually a reflection that climate change is happening? We'll get to that and more with Beyond Lomborg coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices fell another nickel over the weekend. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular is down to $4.52 a gallon. South Carolina could fall below $4 a gallon any day now. The mayor of Greenwood, Indiana, is commending a young man who stopped an active shooter at an Indianapolis area mall. Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers telling reporters,
"This young man, Greenwood's good Samaritan, acted within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives."
The city's police chief saying the suspect had a juvenile record but no history with authorities as an adult. They believe he walked into the mall and had multiple weapons on him with a bunch of ammo. Three people were killed in the mall, along with the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah, the heat is on. Some of the headlines recently, heat wave in Europe, 117 degrees Fahrenheit, exclamation point. Apocalypse in France, hundreds of deaths in Spain, flames reach beach, UK braces for the hottest day ever. Royal Air Force halts flights as runway melts. Meanwhile, the northeastern USA enjoying blissfully mild summer as plains and south bake. By the way, here in the Northwest, it's beautiful, and not just because the Mariners are winning. Dr. Björn Lomborg researches the smartest ways to do good, and that's in any climate. He is the founder and the head of the think tank, the Copenhagen Consensus. He has worked with hundreds of the world's top economists and seven Nobel laureates to find and promote the most effective solutions to the world's greatest challenges. Okay, Bjorn, your most recent column is brilliant, and it's obviously very much needed. Right now, the headlines and the press is generally blaming this horrible heat wave in Europe as being an evidence and a product of climate change, and talking about how it's really climate change that has claimed all these victims. To which you say?
Well, Michael, it's great to be back. So first, global warming is a real problem. And as temperatures rise, we are likely to see more heat waves. But we need to get a sense of proportion. So I would generally tend to say, yes, as temperatures rise, we will see a higher proportion of heat waves, and that's a problem. However, and this is a big one, we need to have a sense of proportion, and we need to know what's going on. So, for instance, in Spain, where a lot of these people have been dying, so several hundred people, as you mentioned, have died from heat waves, while temperatures have risen, Spaniards have actually become better and better at tackling heat. So we see ever fewer people dying from ever hotter weather. And indeed, that's what we see across much of the rich world. This is not rocket science. People buy air conditioning. People know what to do. They get good prognoses. They actually make sure fewer and fewer people die. So we should recognize it's a problem with heat waves, and these will be bigger problems because we'll have more heat waves. But we also should recognize that our technology is actually able to make deaths become fewer and rarer, not more and bigger. And at the same time, we forget the other part of this conversation, namely cold deaths. Cold deaths almost everywhere in the world outweigh heat deaths by a very large margin. Globally, it's about 9-1. So we have about 500,000 heat deaths, but 4.5 million cold deaths. This is from Lancet last year. And you know, you talk about these hundreds of deaths in Europe, and it may very well become several thousand by the end of this heat wave. But we forget every year in Europe, more than 600,000 people die from cold. And remember, that is where a lot of governments are actually leaving their citizens in a lurch, because we make energy so expensive that a lot of people just can't afford to keep themselves and their homes heated. That's one of the main reasons why a lot more people and more people are actually dying from cold.
They claim that here in the U.S., 91% of U.S. households have air conditioning. We don't at home, by the way, but 91% of our fellow citizens do. That's according to a report by USA Facts. And again, other than air conditioning, what are the things that people can do to protect against illness and death from heat?
So don't go out in a heat wave in the middle of the day. Wear sensible clothing. Make sure you have lots of water. If you're elderly or if you have medical problems, go to a place where there's air conditioning. Go to a mall. Go to a place where you won't be overheated. These are fairly simple things you can do. And of course, one of the things that we've seen, I don't know if you remember back in 2003, there was a huge heat wave in Europe. It killed about 70,000 people across the continent. A lot of these people were elderly French people who were left at home, especially in Paris. And one of the important things was they were not told how to deal with this. And so France have actually seen much higher and much worse heat waves since then, and they've killed only a small fraction of what died in 2003. So you can definitely adapt. That's, of course, as you just mentioned, what the U.S. has done, and Europe is sort of belatedly catching up.
But isn't one of the problems that the air conditioning, which is can be such a life-saving situation right now, that also means using up fossil fuel one way or another, because however you drive the air conditioner, because we generate most of our electricity from fossil fuel, doesn't air conditioning contribute to heavy consumption and greenhouse gases and the rest of what supposedly feeds climate change?
So part of it does. I mean, there's this wonderful coincidence. We see that, for instance, in California, that when you put up lots of solar panels, you mainly have power just around noon or in the early afternoon, which also happens to be when people want to use their air conditioners most. So you can actually have a happy coexistence with solar panels that drive your air conditioner. So it need not be what you said, that we're going to use more and more fossil fuels. But remember, it's not like when it's cold, we don't use fossil fuel to keep ourselves warm. There's somehow this sense, I find that this is often sort of a puritanical kind of a assumption, that it's okay to heat. I mean, humanity has been doing that since forever. You know, whenever we were at cold places, we'd light a fire, and that's fine. And we use fossil fuels for that. But somehow it's superfluous to use fossil fuels for cold, because that's an unnatural thing. We first discovered that about 100 years ago, how to make cold out of electricity. But it's an amazing discovery. It's what, you know, made in many respects the first the South and then the Southwest in the U.S. much more habitable and much more productive. It's a great thing, but it also saves lives. Of course, people should have access to it. And as you pointed out, 91% of the U.S. have it. Why not? Why would we expect that fewer people in the rest of the world will? When India only has 4% air conditioning, it's not because they think, oh, we don't need it. It's because they're poor. And, of course, once they get richer, they will also want to have more air conditioning.
This is not the hottest season ever, so at least not in Phoenix. Phoenix, this week, they're expecting 113, 114 temperatures. And apparently back in 1990, they had a 122. Have there been hotter seasons than even this one?
So this is always very, very hard to discuss sensibly. So people will look for this one record, one place or another, and say, see, it's not as warm as back then. I think the simple answer is, as temperatures rise across the globe, you are going to see more heat waves. The trick here is to recognize partly that with technology, we'll actually have fewer deaths, not more deaths. And, of course, we should make sure that people continue in that way. But that's certainly what we've seen in the U.S. and many other places. The U.S. has seen dramatic decline in heat deaths from the last 100 years, basically because of air conditioning, but also because you build better and you have better technology, we have better forecasting and so on. The real other point is to recognize that there is sort of there's this sense in which we just talk about the convenient story for climate change, namely more and more heat waves. But we don't talk about the much more deadly cold waves. And, you know, to me, it certainly seems that if a person dies, it doesn't really matter whether he or she died from cold or heat.
I appreciate your perspective always, Bjorn. Bjorn Lomborg, his most recent book, Indispensable, is called False Alarm. His columns posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, one of the impacts of the heat waves, and apparently Florida has been tremendously hard hit by some of this excruciating heat. But there are a story in the New York Times, headline, two alligators fatally attack a woman in pond. An 80-year-old woman was killed by two alligators after she fell into a pond near her house in Englewood, Florida, on Friday night. Fatal alligator attacks are rare, they say, in the United States, typically occurring about once a year. But the latest is at least the third in the U.S. since May. The body of a man who had been retrieving frisbees from a lake in Largo, Florida, was found on May 31st. I guess the gators wanted the frisbees for themselves. And in June, a man was killed after being dragged into a retention pond by an alligator in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. In the latest attack, the woman struggled to stay afloat after falling into the town pond at the Boca Royal Golf and Country Club community and was then seized by two alligators, the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office said. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission sent a contracted trapper who removed the two gators from the pond and euthanized them, said the commission spokesman, Adam Brown. One alligator was 8 feet 10 inches long. Do you realize how big that is? And the other measured 7 feet 7 inches long. Alligators live throughout Florida and survive in fresh, brackish, and salt water, according to the commission, which estimates that the state has more than 1 million of the large reptiles. Alligators are more visible and active in the warmer months when their metabolism rises and they search for food, Mr. Brown said. As a Floridian and biologist, you just have to be careful around freshwater habitats, said Michael Heithaus, a marine ecologist and Florida International University biology professor. Alligators play an important role as predators in Florida's ecosystem. Good for them, fine. And biologists are working to rebuild their populations. Well, if they've got 1 million of them in Florida, I mean, it sounds like they're doing okay. Mr. Heithaus said a possible reason that people are seeing more of them is that they're working to rebuild their populations. They're classified as a threatened species the step before endangered. We have to be more aware and make sure we're finding ways to exist alongside these big predators and find ways to keep us safe and keep them safe. Okay, without taking too much time on this, just a word to the wise. When you start reading about the history of alligator attacks, there have been 9 people who have been bitten in addition to the 3 who have died so far with alligator attacks. And sometimes they'll see somebody near the water, they'll jump out and chase you. There was a jogger, this is a couple of years ago, who was killed because she was running alongside a canal in Florida, and the alligator was interested in what was passing by. Okay, in terms of more Florida news, there is a very big poll today, and it's the second one in 5 days, that shows that polling in Florida, Trump gets creamed. No, not by Biden. Biden does terribly in Florida, as he does across the country. He's not a popular president. But Ron DeSantis is a very popular governor. The numbers, DeSantis 61%, Trump 39%. That's if they were running against one another in a Republican primary. For the second time in 5 days, says Hot Air, a pollster from Florida sees DeSantis leading the former guy comfortably in their mutual home state. Now, you can't say that DeSantis has an advantage because he's so much better known in Florida than Trump. Trump's better known than anybody. But last week, Blueprint polling had the race at 51-39. Today, Victory Insights has it 61-39. If leaners are included, in 51-33, if they aren't, these are overwhelming margins. Trump getting blown out in the primary in a state he carried twice, where he easily defeated native sons Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush in 2016, feels newsy, says Ala Pundit. It also suggests that inasmuch as DeSantis trails him in national polls, that may be little more than a name recognition problem. Florida Republicans know him well, and they prefer him decisively to the leader of the party. No contender who challenges Trump in 2024 can hope to match him, Trump, in ID, name ID. But with a big push from conservative donors and righty media, DeSantis should be able to close most of the gap in a national primary. Is that a factor? Well, look, it's also a factor when you consider what is going on and what is likely to happen this week. Thursday, they are believing, they're planning on having their climactic meeting of the January 6th Select Committee. They're going to be presenting witnesses that we have not heard before and focusing almost entirely on the 187 minutes between the time that rioters first breached the Capitol building, first pushed through police lines and entered the building, and when Trump finally, in the late afternoon, after 4 o'clock, released a statement and a video asking people to cease and desist and go home. This is going to be in prime time on Thursday night, so people will be able to see it. And again, it's true that there are a lot of people who aren't interested in this, and there are a lot of people who also have strong beliefs that this was not something for which Trump is responsible, and that he should not be blamed. They just did a poll, and it's actually, I found it very surprising, because it's here in the state of Washington. And Trump is not popular in Washington. He did very poorly. He got wiped out in this state, both elections, both running against Hillary and running against Biden. And this is a state that hasn't had a Republican governor since the 1980s, and it's a very, very much a state where you would expect that people would have little sympathy for Trump or his handling of January 6th. But what's amazing is they did a poll, Washington poll, where they asked, offered a statement. Do you agree or disagree with the statement that it says that the government has exaggerated the details of the January 6th riots and as a means of persecuting conservatives? Now, what percentage of people would actually agree with that, either strongly agree or somewhat agree? In this state, in this very liberal state, 42% agreed with that. And that's shocking. At least it is to me. It's not what you would have expected. I have another poll, same source, and it's sponsored by the Los Angeles Times and by University of Washington and King 5 TV and the Washington State University as well. They asked a question of, do you support or oppose efforts by Washington state leaders to help people in other states get abortions in Washington? And believe it or not, 62% support it. Only 20% strongly disagree. And if you add people who somewhat disagree, it's only 28%. In other words, there's an overwhelming support, not just for the right to abortion, but to having taxpayers help fund that right for people who are coming in from out of state. We'll get to why that's significant and how Republicans have to tread very carefully in the weeks ahead if they do want to win this upcoming election. On that issue of abortion and access. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.